21 on Jacksonville's Morning News. Wanted to go a little bit more in depth on the coronavirus cases and the U.S. going over 200,000 COVID-19 related deaths likely today after we get the final numbers. Chad Nielsen is infectious disease director at UF Health in Jacksonville. And as we hear those numbers continue to climb, we realize there are families behind each of those. What's the story here at the local level as you all have seen trends in recent days and weeks?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. What we're seeing here in Duval County largely is a flat line, actually, of new positive cases. That also extends to hospitalizations. We have not seen an increase in hospitalizations now in several weeks here in the Duval County area. So from that perspective, we think the local area here is doing better, probably than expected after schools reopened and some of the lessening of restrictions on bars and restaurants.
Well, that was the point I was going to question is, have we passed the time frame where the back to school surge that was feared by many families would ultimately be, or are we still in that window?
Well, I think we're still in the window, but I think this far out, particularly from Labor Day and back to school, our numbers have not spiked dramatically. So I think that we're going to continue to be vigilant about the numbers, but largely I think we're over that back to school hump. And we have not seen that large increase, thankfully, that many predicted.
Are you also seeing changes in the amount of people who are getting tested at the local level as the year is waning and we continue to move into normal patterns again with schools returning and back to work in some people's cases? Are people still seeing the surge, or are we still seeing a surge in local testing?
Well, certainly it has reduced over the last several months, really, since the peak in July. Here in the local area in Duval County, we're seeing testing looking about 3,000, 3,500 tests per day. That obviously was a lot less during the Labor Day weekend. So we're flatlined around 3,000 tests per day. I think we saw a little bit of a bump on the back-to-school time period, and certainly across the state as universities were requiring students to get tested and whatnot. But I think we're flatlining right now. I suspect if flu season starts and it grits its teeth, we might see an uptick in testing both for flu and coronavirus.
What are you seeing in the percent positive of the test? That's also been a data point that many have looked at over the last several months.
Yeah, so we bottomed out here recently. On September 12th, we had only a 2.8% positivity locally here in Duval County, which is excellent. We have seen a slight increase over the last couple weeks. We're averaging still under 5%. Which is a good thing. The latest data for the weekend hasn't been released yet, but we're largely staying under 5% positivity now for the last couple of weeks, which is a good thing. Several of the local counties are also maintaining around 5% or less as well.
Yeah, we like seeing those numbers as they continue to lower. Chad Nielsen, infectious disease director at UF Health in Jacksonville. We appreciate the insight that you and your colleagues have been able to provide us these last several months.